The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 352, The E-Bullet, November 2015. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at Weaver's Department Store. Drop by, there's all kinds of amazing things there. T-shirts, sweatshirts, postcards, calendars, just anything you could want from a Mayberry fan. Drop by weaversdepartmentstore.com and just browse around, find something to give them. I know they would enjoy it. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. Executive producer of episode number 352 is John Hayes. Thank you, John. I want to thank you and your wife for listening to the show and for donating. And happy birthday. It was his birthday, so his wife donated to the show. Thank you. Hey, thanks, everybody. I'm Alan Newsom, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting. The Andy Griffith Show fan podcast. And I hope you guys have had a chance to check out some of the old episodes of the show, the podcast. And if you haven't, make sure and do that, because most of the material is kind of evergreen, which means you can go back and listen anytime. It's all there. And I've done something recently, basically at Yvonne Hayes, John's wife, her suggestion. You can only get the last, 80 episodes or so at Two Chairs No Waiting. If you go to the website at Two Chairs and subscribe, and you do it through iTunes or however you do it, you're only going to get the last 80 or so episodes. So one of the things I've done recently is I've gone in and created, if you go to the homepage for Two Chairs No Waiting and go to the About button, in the About button, you'll see Archives by Year. Now, this may not be interesting to you, but if you want to listen to all the shows and download them to your iPod or to your phone or something like that, you can go to Archives by Year. And when you go there, it's listed out 2008, and there it says RSS feed for 2008. So if you want to take and get all the episodes of the podcast from 2008, you can right-click on that and copy the link. When it comes up, it says, copy link location. And when you do, there's directions down below that tell you how in iTunes to add it to an RSS feed. And that way you'll get all the episodes. Or you can do that on your phone, too. You can copy that link into your phone, and your phone would download it if you're using iTunes on your phone or your podcast app, I should say. Whatever your phone is, whether it's an Apple phone or an Android phone, you should be able to subscribe using those buttons, those links. So that's a way for you to listen to all the past episodes. Now, hopefully that's not too hard for you to do. But Yvonne had asked about how she could get the old episodes. And I thought, I've never told everybody a way to do that. So I created this page. It's called Archives by Year. It's under the About button. And you can go and download them. All right. So now that you're bored to death with all that technical information, let's go and check out what this podcast is actually about this week, which is The E-Bullet. That's right. The E-Bullet is about to be released. Right now, it has not come out yet. This is Monday night as I record it. By the time you listen to this and it becomes available on the RSS feed I was just talking about, the e-bullet should also be on the way to you or already out and on the web. So you'll be able to go and read it for yourself. And so definitely go and check for that out and make sure you subscribe to the e-bullet. It's free. It comes out from the Andy Griffith Show Real Unwatchers Watchers headquarters in Nashville. And it's the official newsletter of the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club. Wow, that's always hard for me to say. All right, so I'm going to get a little background music going for us, and we're going to start reading that. Let's see. A little happy background music. There we go. All right, so let's go check this out. The E-Bullet, November 2015. Let's go and check it out. I'll tell you some of the things that are there. We've got Forge Floyd's Barbershop Bulletin Board Calendar. That's right. You got that every month in the e-bullet. If you've never gone and checked it out, make sure you do, because the e-bullet is amazing. Jim Clark spends a lot of time getting these things ready. And there's all kinds of events there in the Barbershop Calendar. Things coming up that you definitely might want to check out is one of them is Betty Lynn's going to be in Mount Airy at the Andy Griffith Museum on December 18th. So, as I said, most of the podcasts are evergreen. This is one of them that's not necessarily evergreen, because we're actually talking about things in the bullet. But we're not going to talk about that completely. A lot of the stuff will be evergreen. In other words, you can listen to this anytime. But there's stuff coming up I want you to remember and know about. So the December the 18th is when Betty is going to be in Mount Airy. If you can't go there, if you live closer to the Nashville area, you can head over and see on the 19th, Maggie Peterson and Rodney Dillard, along with David Browning, is in the, it's called Mayberry Christmas that they perform. And the information is there in the e-bullet, so go and check it out. It's going to be at Mount Juliet at Victory Baptist Church near Nashville. So go and check that out. They're also the night before on the 18th. They're actually going to be in Elizabethton, Kentucky. So you got two shots right there if you live in the area to go and check them out. There's all kinds of other information available there on the calendar. I guess it is Floyd's Barbershop calendar there. And so go check it out. But I want to talk about news of cast and crew. Okay, so in the bullet every month, Jim Clark's able to, well, every other month when he puts it out, the e-bullet, he's able to tell us information about some of the stuff going on in and around the cast of the Andy Griffith Show. And whether you listen to this now when it's current or later, I think this is a nice snapshot that you get in time about the things going on in and around Mayberry. So, Ron Howard was one of five recipients of the 2015 Directors Guild of America Honors Award presented by the Directors Guild of America. That's a surprise that they would present that award. At a star-filled ceremony at the Guild's Theater in Manhattan on October 15th, Ron and Imagine Entertainment partner Brian Grazer are serving as executive producers of the, quote, breakthrough documentary series for National Geographic, end quote. The series began airing on the National Geographic channel earlier this month and continues for five Sundays, skipping the Sunday before Thanksgiving. Ron also directed one episode of the series, which was called The Age of Aging, which premieres November 29th. Okay, so go check that out. And look for In the Heart of the Sea, Ron's big holiday movie. It's going to be released to theaters nationwide on December the 11th. It's about, looks like Moby Dick, because I've seen the previews of it. Ron will be talking about In the Heart of the Sea as part of a Film Society Talks series that's at the New York City Lincoln Theater on November 22nd. The talk starts at 5 p.m. Admission is free if you happen to be in that area, so go check it out if you live in New York. That ought to be fun. Betty Lynn has had two meet and greet sessions left for this year. I mentioned one just a minute. One is Friday, November the 20th. That's this coming Friday, so if you're in the area, go check it out. And the other one's in December the 18th, as I mentioned, at the Andy Griffith Museum in Mount Airy, North Carolina. She has made multiple appearances during September, including Mayberry Days. And two last month, including a special lecture with Neil Brower, where they discussed the Barney and Thelma Lou episode of the Andy Griffith Show. I can't really say that very well. It's the is spelled P-H-F-F-T-T, but I think it's sorry if that hurt your ears. Eleanor Donahue, Miss Ellie, was not at Mayberry Days this year, but she was in North Carolina that same week. She was superb in the role of Betty Chumley in the production of Harvey at Judson Theater in Pinehurst. The play ran the exact days of Mayberry Days, which some fans managed to attend both events. Good job, fans. That's really nice to go and support Miss Ellie. Rodney Dillard and the Dillard Band have been in the recording studio in Nashville several times this fall, and they're working on a new album that's scheduled for release in February. Rodney and the band traveled to Troy, North Carolina for the annual DARE fundraiser with Maggie Peterson and some of the Mayberry Tribute artists before heading to Mayberry Days in Mount Airy, North Carolina. Rodney and his band, along with Maggie and also David Browning, are now gearing up for the annual tour of their Christmas show that I mentioned a little earlier. That'll be a lot of fun. Fresh from Mayberry Days, Ronnie Shell, Duke Slater, if you remember him from Gomer Pyle, was joined by his son Greg for the 10th annual Mayberry Cruise to the Caribbean in October. Dozens of fans, several Mayberry tribute artists, and Elvis, as long with Tim White from the VW Boys, were on board for what was, by all accounts, another fantastic time at sea aboard the Carnival Conquest. Had a great time. It was a lot of fun. I was there. Got to interview Mr. Shell, and that will be coming up on one of the future episodes of the podcast. Back to the bullet. Jackie Joseph has been involved in her usual assortment of fun social and charitable events, including a recent vision walk to support the foundation Fighting Blindness. And she continues to write a column most months for the Tolkien, T-O-L-U-C-A-N, Times, Tolkien Times. And there's a link in the e-bullet to go and read some of her recent columns. So go check it out. Richard O. Link, who celebrated his 98th birthday with friends and family in October on the 23rd, says he's feeling his age a bit these days, but continues to be in good spirits. Now, you remember Richard Link was the producer, executive? He was Andy Griffith's manager, and he was also a producer on the Andy Griffith Show. I think I'm getting that right, associate producer on the Andy Griffith Show. So he was Maggie Peterson, Ronnie Shell, Andy Griffith, Jim Nabors, Ken Berry, who else? He was all of their managers. So, you know, he has been around Hollywood for years. Let's head on. More information. Joy Ellison. Remember Joy? She was Opie's pal, Mary Wiggins, along with some other characters. She had to miss Mayberry Days this year because she's been working as a dialogue coach for Emma Watson, Hermione off of the Harry Potter series, in the sci-fi series The Circle, or the sci-fi thriller, I should say, The Circle, also starring Tom Hanks, which is in production in Los Angeles and is scheduled for release in 2016. Margaret Carey, Bess Muggins, she had a busy week in North Carolina in September. She was a special guest for the final Life Lessons from Mayberry that was held at Ridgecrest, North Carolina, the final one to be held there in September the 20th through the 23rd. And then she was at Mayberry Days for the rest of the week. She continues to make regular public appearances celebrating her work as the original live action model for Tinkerbell at Disney events at Walt Disney. From Peter Pan, Tinkerbell, that was her. Karen Knotts has completed another mini tour of her popular Tide of a Knot stage show with a full houses for two shows in Texas in October. And she has several dates, primarily in Arizona so far, lined up for this winter and next spring. All right. So that's all the cast and crew news. Now let's give a little recap from Mayberry Days. Now you guys may have heard some of this here on the podcast, but let's hear the take from the bullet. This year's was the 26th annual Mayberry Days in Mount Airy, North Carolina. It was another huge success. Among the many performers and presenters were 10 from the Andy Griffith Show cast and crew. For the record, the cast and crew at the festival were, let's hold our hats here, it was Betty Lynn, Maggie Peterson, Rodney Dillard, Assistant Director Bruce Billison, Morgan Brittany, Margaret Carey, Ronnie Shell, and first-timers Barbara Eden, you may have heard of her, and Clint Howard, and Ronnie Dapo. That's right. All three of the stars making their debut received a key to the city of Mount Airy. Now, let's see if you know who they are. Barbara Eden, She was the manicurist. You remember that one? Clint Howard. Well, that's Ron Howard's little brother, Leon. And then Ronnie Dapo was Arnold. Arnold, the spoiled kid. You remember him? That's him. So he was there this year as well, along with Morgan Brittany, which you know her as Mary Alice Carter from one of the Color episodes. You remember that? And we've already talked in previous episodes of the podcast about Bruce Billison, so you should know them. Now, move along. Let's move along. Also performing were three family members from the Andy Griffith Show stars. It was family members of them. Karen Knotts performed her always popular Tied Up in Knots show. George Lindsay did some stand-up comedy, and he sang a song that was a pleasing, silly songs, I should say, at Colonel Tim's. And Dorothy Best, the wife of James Best, she was joined by David Browning in presenting the Remember Me with Laughter, which was a tribute to James Best with moving and fun memories. Dorothy also expressed her gratitude for James. James is posthumously receiving a star on the walkway at the Andy Griffith Museum. Also attending this year were Andy Griffith's daughter, Dixie, and Morgan Brittany's daughter, Katie, both of whom rode in the Mayberry Days parade. It was nice. All right. Two scheduled stars, unfortunately, were unable to attend at the last minute. George Spence was recovering from a recent fall and was unable to attend. And Elizabeth McRae was in the process of moving to a new home, so she was unable to come as well. There are pictures in the e-bullet. If you go and check these out, there's pictures of all these folks on stage at the Blackman Theater in Mount Airy, North Carolina. The photos are courtesy of our good friend from Mount Airy, Hobart Jones, and Kenny Hooker, also in Mount Airy. There's an official photo gallery that has a link to all the Mayberry Days events as well. So that's some of the news from cast and crew, and from the Mayberry Days event. There's always a fun thing that's in the e-bullet if you don't check it out. They show the new chapters of the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club, of which right now there are 1,437 chapters around the United States and across the world. Actually, there's some overseas as well, right? So here's two names out of the 1,435 chapters that were in existence before the last two. These are two names that nobody had picked. It's hard for me to believe. It always amazes me that people come up with great chapter names. One of them from Flat Rock, North Carolina, is Didn't Say Nothing About No Brick. From Ernest T. Bass, obviously. Didn't Say Nothing About Throwing No Brick. Didn't Say Nothing About No Brick. That's from Flat Rock, North Carolina. And another one from Westland, Michigan. This one I can't believe nobody's ever said. Sprechen Sie Deutsch. See one of ours. That's not part of it. Sprechen Sie Deutsch is the chapter name. Great chapter names. I want to congratulate the chapters for coming up with great names. After so many names have been taken, a great job, folks. If you don't have a chapter of the Andy Griffith Show Rio and Watchers Club, I want to encourage you to be a part of one, especially one in your local area if you can, because it's really fun to get together with fans of the Andy Griffith Show and, like we're doing here on the podcast, visit and talk with each other and just laugh about the Andy Griffith Show. A lot of fun. If you can't do that, you can always join our online chapter that we'll talk about in a little bit, I believe. All right, and it's easy to start your own chapter if you want to as well. Like I said, or you can be a part of the online chapter, the Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board chapter, and get a daily email. Now, the e-bullet has all kinds of merchandise updates as well, so go and check those out. There's so much information in the e-bullet, folks. You can go and get the, as I always tell you, the 2016 Mayberry Andy Griffith Show wall calendar. They're there. We've got great new postcards from Mike Johnson. Mike Johnson, the artist who often recently has been the person who drew the Mayberry Days t-shirts, did the artwork for us. Mike Johnson, you can get 10 different note cards in a pack. It's a pack of 10, and they're all different scenes that are Mayberry-esque from around Mayberry. Really cool things. There's some sweatshirts, a Floyd's Barbershop sweatshirt we've talked about before, and the Property of Mayberry Union High sweatshirt. Go check out some of the things there. You can head over to Weaver's and check it out, but you're going to see them in the e-bullet, so go and check it out. One final thing we want to talk about is a little bit of chapter news, talking about some of the chapters. I love the chapter names, as we just talked about. So let's talk about this. Hey, Paul. That's it. You know, hey, Paul. Hey, Paul. I can't say it like Obi, but the Hey, Paul chapter, founded in Brooklyn, New York. One of our earliest chapters, has been quiet in recent years, and its leader has moved around the world, including China. But the chapter has settled down and looks to get reestablished in Greenwich, Connecticut, which until recently was also where Ron Howard made his main home. Uh-oh. Maybe they were the ones that bought his house. Remember it was up for sale? Great job, guys. Most recent chapter news centers around Mayberry Days. At the Andy Griffith Show Real Nurtures Club annual meeting during September Festival, Alan Newsom, that's me, I presented Jeff Koontz with this year's prestigious Jim Schwenke Memorial Award, recognizing Jeff's many years of contributions to the Andy Griffith Show, Rio Rutgers Club, and other Mayberry efforts, including the Mayberry Day Silent Auction. Speaking of the Silent Auction, this year's edition, sponsored by our internet chapter, Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board, and spearheaded by Jeff, had 94 items from 23 donors and raised $3,703.25 for the Surrey Arts Council and its Mayberry Days efforts. Congratulations to Jeff. Let's see if I got some clapping. There we go. Clapping for Jeff. Way to go, Jeff. Great sounds. So that's a great job. Also at the annual meeting, Michael Oliver, a.k.a. our Gomer Pyle tribute artist, received the Andy Griffith Show Rio Nurtures Club Mayberry Friendship Award from Kenneth Junkin. He's also our oldest tribute artist. You may know him. And he's from the Hardy Eaton Man and Beautiful Delicate Women chapter. A longtime member of the Andy Griffith Show Rio Nurtures Club, Michael has been a wonderful recent addition to the Mayberry tribute artist. Without having to say a word, he always gets howls of laughter with his dead-on Gomer mannerisms. That is so, so true. He's a great addition. The other major Andy Griffith Show Real Nurtures Club award presented during the festival was the You're the Cats Award, which recognizes significant contributions. Whew, there I got it. Contributions to Mayberry Days. And which was also created to honor Betty Lynn. The award is sponsored by Ron and Terry Quincy of the We're the Cats chapter in Fort Erie, Ontario, Canada. It was conceived as a way to salute special people, whether they are performing or working behind the scenes at Mayberry Days. The first Cats Award was presented in 2014 at Mayberry Days, to Tanya Jones, the executive director of the Surrey Arts Council and the creator and driving force behind Mayberry Days. This year, the Year of the Cats Award was presented during Colonel Tim's Talent Time by myself, Alan Newsom, to David Browning, our Barney Fife. You know, he's known to Mayberry fans everywhere as the Mayberry Deputy. He's also a member of the Andy Griffith Show Rio Nurtures Club chapter, I Ain't No Rockefeller, in Bristol, Virginia. David has been tireless and greatly admired performer at every Mayberry Day since 1991. He is the engaging master of ceremonies at many of the festival's key events, including the golf tournament banquet, the Mayor's Proclamation, and Colonel Tim's Talent Time. Not to mention his working the crowds while on patrol throughout the festival. By the way, you can read about David's exploits at Mayberry Days and elsewhere in his memoirs called We Have Extra Security Tonight, My Life as the Mayberry Deputy, published earlier this year. Congratulations to all three of the most deserving 2015 award recipients. Our thanks go to all three for the many ways they enhance the enjoyment of Mayberry for countless friends and fans. So that's great. Folks, there's all kinds of stuff there. There's some photos of Leroy McNeese with our friends Pat and Neil Coleman. They're out visiting Leroy out in California, and they got to go up to Franklin Canyon at Myers Lake They got their pictures made. Folks, there is so much we've just barely touched. There's so much more. Go and check out the e-bullet because you're going to want to go and check that out. There's so much stuff there. More pictures, more information about online chapters, events coming up. You have got to go and give everything a check and check it out. So, folks, that is what I had for you tonight. There's a lot of stuff. And I hope you enjoyed that. You know, there are so many things going on in and around the Andy Grove Show that you as a fan, I know you would enjoy. If you enjoy listening to the podcast, all these things I told you about, a lot of these you can go to. You can be there. Make plans. Go and check out the calendar there in the e-bullet and make plans to be there at one of these events next year because I know you're going to have a good time. We have so much fun. I should tell you, just as a little side note here, this is all completely off script. I wasn't going to talk about this. Yesterday, this is the kind of fun that we have. There was an entire conversation going on by text message. Now, I realize this is Mayberry and text message seems funny, but Colonel Harvey, one of our tribute artists, Keith Brown, he sent a text message to us that had a picture of Uncle Ollie on it. He said, "Good Sabbath, Mayberry friends. I hope you all are well. Here's a fun quote to start your day from Colonel Harvey," saying it was from Uncle Ollie. It says, "I always did want to be a lawman." Well, friends, from there, he sent that to all the tribute artists. There were so many great quotes that went through there. Gomer posted a picture of Gomer asleep at the church right after that. And then Howard said, "Reverend Tucker's sermons must be dry as dust." And Gomer's like, "What's your hurry?" Friend, that's one of the reasons these tribute artists seem fun to you. It's because we really enjoy each other. Let me tell you, then Barney popped up and says, "That's something you can't talk enough about, sin." And then they're like, "Barney, he didn't talk about sin." And Gomer said, "There's a lot of money in that collection plate this morning." I don't know if you guys think this funny, but I love this. It was so much going on. Otis finally started popping in. Otis says, "I just finished a great 4-hour Sunday lunch." Howard says, "Did you get plenty?" Otis says, "No, I didn't want to make a pig of myself." And Gomer said, "Well, making a pig of ourselves is what we do." And Otis said, "Not on Sunday." Gomer says, "Oh, yeah, I can see where you're coming from there." And Otis says, "Crazy. I guess you just weren't thinking." Then Floyd, I wrote him and said, "Have you started dinner yet, Otis? It's been almost an hour since you finished lunch." And Otis says, "Yeah, I was already thinking about breakfast." Anyway, there's like an entire conversation went on there. Folks, you can have fun with your Mayberry friends, whether you're in person or over the internet, by email, however you want. Have some fun with your friends. The Mayberry folks are such great people. And I got to tell you, I enjoy being around them. I enjoy being around you. I hope you enjoy being here with me as well. I would love to hear from you. Tell me some of your good Mayberry stories. If you pull some stuff like this, it's fun. Fun stuff. Makes me laugh and smile. Folks, we would love to hear your stories. So email me at floyd@imayberry.com, or better yet, give me a call at 888-684-8415 and tell us some of your stories. We would love to hear from you. Hope you guys have a great week here in Mayberry, and go share some of the Mayberry spirit with somebody. And we'll see you right here next time on Two Chairs, No Waiting. Goodbye, everybody.